Right across Europe this lunchtime, huge crowds of young people are leaving their classrooms to take to the streets and protest about the climate crisis. Hundreds of students have already gathered at the Custom House in Dublin for the start of the march there, and we'll be hearing from our environment correspondent George Lee, who's with them in a moment. But first, the voices of some of the other protesters in centres around the country, the voices of a younger generation that wants change.
I'm Eleanor Dagnall-Wise. I live in Ennis. Well, our main aim today is to raise awareness, get people thinking about climate change and the impact it's going to have on us as a county. There are thousands of homes at risk in Clare that be put more at risk by higher sea levels.
My name's Anya Dempsey and I'm from Quinton County Clare. I think education is key when it comes to stopping the climate catastrophe. I think people should definitely take to the streets today if there's a strike going on near you, or even to strike in solidarity in your workplace. That would make a huge impact, and awareness is everything.
Just explain briefly why you're here.
To kind of support what these people are protesting for, and hope that the government realise that we need to wake up and stop global warming and everything that's going on with the climate. Hopefully other countries follow in our footsteps, and that even the European Parliament can realise what's going on and do something to stop it.
My name is Sean Burke and I'm from Gaeltacht over here at Kisoge. I'm here because I believe in climate action, and we need to change the situation we're in at the moment. This is really the generation we can change things. If we let it go on much longer, we might be able to do anything about it.
I feel very strongly about the global warming, and I think it's bad for the community and the animals in the Antarctica. I hope that the government wake up and finally realise that it's not good for the country, and meet the EU requirements. So enough.
100 companies produce 71% of emissions, so there's only a small amount of impact that can be made by individual action, so it has to come from the top. Personally, I eat a very low carbon diet. I walk and cycle as much as I can. We're raising awareness as much as we can on the issue and hoping to educate other people so that we can all work together to achieve our same goal.
Getting into this movement, I've changed even more. I'll try and be more sustainable wherever I can, using less plastic. And it's the first time that we've seen a movement like this so global and, led by youth. That is really unusual about this movement, is the fact that we're led by youth, and, this entire event was planned by us, the youth.
And are you worried about what it might do as you get older?
Yeah, because, the forest fires and the pollution, it is going to destroy us, and our generation and the next, they're not going to be able to survive, really, because there is going to be nothing there.
Some of the young voices in Waterford and Clare that are part of a global youth movement, and as I say, that major march in Dublin as well this lunchtime. George Lee joining us from near the Custom House, and such a huge crowd, George, that march moved off early, I understand.
Yes, it started assembling at the Customs House. We're now at Merrion Square, where it has literally arrived in the last 5 or 6 minutes, and it is very, very large in terms of the numbers and the sheer noise. You couldn't hear your ears down at the Customs House as the crowds were gathering, and the excitement of the young people in terms of getting their message across. This one is very well organised, because on this occasion, although there are three student groups involved in the organisation, Fridays for Future, School Strikes for Climate, and Schools Climate Action Network. They're also being helped along and supported by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, by SIPTU, by the Trade Union Forsa, by the Union of Students of Ireland, by loads and loads of non-government organisations. So they want adults to stand up, adults to stand with them. This is not an issue, they say, that children alone should be left to raise the issues of. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's future, it's intergenerational, and they've come together. And although the likes of the trade unions aren't able to strike, they've asked their members to support this today. And there's no doubt that this crowd here in Merrion Square looks certainly as if it's bigger than the last time.
And not just in Ireland, but around the world, and indeed we'll see it at the United Nations next week. Governments are starting to pay attention, aren't they, to these voices from young people. The question is what steps they take in response.
Yes, well, and this is a huge issue, because I spoke to quite a few of these young people this morning as they were assembling, and just basically getting their opinions purely randomly and unweeded. The kind of stuff which came from them was, it's not going to be 2050 before the world ends, that's one. We want to be able to breathe, we want to be able to eat. If we don't stop or get the government to stop, we're all going to die. We want to change it so that the world doesn't end. These are completely independent and random views. They are frightened. There is absolutely no doubt that when you get the situation that intelligent and learning young people are listening to what the likes of scientists are pointing out again and again to government, and they understand the message is one of big change and big challenge, and they see nobody apparently taking charge and doing enough about it, they get extremely frightened. And I think, judging on the reaction from those independent, unweeded comments, totally random, there's a huge amount of fear. And the only way that you're going to deal with that is action. And that's all they're asking for. It is much more difficult than that sounds, because we're hooked. We're addicted. The world is addicted to economic growth, and it's addicted to carbon fuels and fossil fuels. And no matter when you're addicted, it doesn't matter what the doctor says or what the scientists say, it's very difficult to kick them, whether you're a smoker, a drinker or whatever. And that's where we are. And what these young people are demanding, and what their actions and what their words are demanding, is please do something about it and do it quick. And that's the big problem. Global movement has got bigger and bigger. That young Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, sat down in August last year, barely over a year ago, on her own, single-handedly, in front of a parliament in Sweden, and now you have a total global movement. Last time there was 1.6 million young people around the world in about 2,000 locations who demonstrated. This time it looks like significantly more, and that's because they feel that nobody is doing enough about it, and that was just with one spark. So I think the pressure is coming on politicians. The problem is that around the world and globally, it's very difficult to get agreement with regard to what to do, and I just do not think for half a second that this is going to do anything other than grow and become bigger. Now, our own Minister for Climate Action, Richard Bruton, is going to the United Nations. He's travelling there now. The United Nations is having a special summit on climate change this weekend, and also a youth summit on climate change. And he'll be there at the youth summit listening. He's very supportive of the message and the voices from the young people. He says he's heard them. He said that they're paying testament to the damage that's been done to their heritage, and that it's important that decision makers take note of their experience. So it's one, and what literally before I started speaking to you, I heard one of the speakers at the podium here, a young girl, and she's saying it's not enough for politicians to come out with ethically sounding comments which suggest that they're supporting it. We want action. So words are not going to be enough, but there's no doubt that the message from the community, from the young community all over the world, to politicians and leaders going to that United Nations meeting in New York this weekend, and further on to a big international climate change panel meeting in Chile in December, will be do something. And I think when you listen to their message, I think we're going to have a problem with fear unless governments and policymakers address the concerns that they have. Scientists have painted it out. The young people are saying, listen to the scientists. It's difficult to get from science to action, but that's what we really, really need to do. And that's what's happening here in Merrion Square in Dublin.
George Lee, Environment and Science Correspondent, thank you.